This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Cindy Hill. Election day is less than a week away. In-person early voting is underway, and more Georgians are voting than the last midterm elections in 2014. That's in part to a highly watched, tightly contested gubernatorial race between Democrat Stacey Abrams and Republican Secretary of State Brian Kemp. But beyond the governor's race, other statewide offices and local initiatives, there are 7 constitutional amendments and statewide referenda on the ballot as well. Joining me now is GPB's Stephen Fowler, who's covering the election for us. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Cindy.
Stephen, there are a lot of different things that are on people's ballots depending on where they live. But these questions are there for everyone. Why is that important?
Well, 5 of the questions amend the state constitution, and 2 of them are referendums. These were passed by the state legislature by a 2/3 majority. And in addition to conversations like you and I are having, the Secretary of State's office has a summary of each of the questions to boil down all the legal language, and it's on your sample ballot at your county's elections website as well. It's also important to note there are special questions for different city and county elections you need to check out as well, like a potential cap on property taxes in Atlanta or earlier Sunday alcohol sales in many places across the state.
Which of the constitutional amendments has been getting the most attention?
Well, I'm going to say all of them should be getting some scrutiny because they are all on the ballot, but the most funded measure is Amendment 4, commonly known as Marcy's Law. Georgia is one of several states that could adopt this measure that puts several rights for alleged victims into the state constitution, like the right to be notified when hearings or other legal matters happen. It's being bankrolled by a software billionaire named Henry Nicholas. But basically, much of this is already state law. Proponents of the measure hope putting it in the constitution will give it more weight. Both Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp, the candidates for governor, support the measure, but there are questions. Opponents say it could violate due process for those accused of a crime by giving equal weight to an accuser before someone is even found guilty.
Speaking of courts and the legal process, there's also an amendment that would create a special business court. How could this change the way that complex cases are handled?
The biggest thing here, Cindy, is that there would be a separate avenue just for companies to hash out those business disputes. The thought here is that a judge in a business court would only deal with business cases, and they would have more expertise than a judge who does a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But the main opposition comes from how these judges would fill the bench. This amendment allows the governor to appoint judges who are then confirmed by state judiciary committees. Other judges around the state are elected. And on the subject of business, the 5th Amendment on the ballot would affect counties that have more than one school district, think Atlanta Public Schools and Fulton County Schools. Those places would remove a requirement that all the school districts have to sign off on an education sales tax.
So it simplifies the process a little. Stephen, there are also 2 amendments that deal with Georgia's natural resources and taxes.
Correct. Amendment 1 took about 10 years to get to this point. If passed, the state would take 80% of existing sales taxes on sporting goods and other outdoorsy-type goods to create the Georgia Outdoor Stewardship Trust Fund. Estimates say it would take about $200 million in the next decade to either buy things like public land or take care of things we have already.
So if I buy a fishing pole or a surfboard or something like that, some of the money that would go to conservation efforts?
Basically, but like all spending things, there's a catch. If the economy starts doing terribly, there's a provision that would move that money back to the general pot. The other amendment we haven't touched on is a timber tax, or more specifically, how the timber tax works. Our friends at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution provide a little history lesson in their explainer. Large timberland owners get big tax breaks, and the state sends a similar amount to those local governments missing out on the tax. This amendment would put the state in charge of assessing taxes on these timberland owners while also trying to lower the tax burden. The official summary doesn't make it much clearer. Quote, encourages the conservation, sustainability, and longevity of Georgia's working forest through tax subclassification and grants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty broad. Lastly, Stephen, what are the 2 statewide referendums about?
Well, these 2 are a little simpler. Referendum A would give a homestead exemption for people living in a place that straddles multiple counties, again, like the city of Atlanta. Referendum B tweaks tax code and clarifies existing law to make sure homes for the mentally disabled are still allowed to take ad valorem tax exemption.
GPB's Stephen Fowler, thanks so much for joining me and explaining all of this.
Thank you.